WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Today is the deadline for 8th graders to apply for a Chicago public high school. They have more than 150 options to choose from, but the most sought-after seats will be in the city's elite test-in high schools. Yet struggles from the pandemic last year, especially for low-income students, may crush their chances. WBEZ's Sarah Karp explains.
Last week, Tempest Boyle and her son sat down at their computer and filled out the high school application.
Told him that, like, okay, we got to, you know, let's sit down and get it done because the time is winding down.
His top choices are two selective enrollment tests in schools, Jones and Westinghouse, and a magnet school. Yet Boyle is worried. The school district uses two admissions criteria, results from a high school admissions test and final grades from seventh grade. That means grades from last year during remote learning because of the pandemic will be very important. And that's not good for Boyle's son.
It was definitely a struggle. Just him trying to stay into the class, you know, not falling asleep. And it was horrible. And I know he was like stressing, I guess maybe even a little depressed.
Boyle said her son's grades dropped to mostly C's. A WBEZ analysis shows that happened across the city, with fewer A's and B's given on average to CPS 7th graders last year. But this hit especially hard in schools serving mostly low-income students, like where Boyle's son attends. A's and B's in those schools dropped by more than 10 percentage points, compared to 4 points in schools with few low-income students. Counselor Christy Brooks says using these 7th grade marks is wrong. Some kids had faulty district-issued computers. Others were watching younger siblings while their parents worked essential jobs.
So we're not actually measuring like how well can the student learn or how well they're trying. We're measuring access and opportunity.
This year, the district did try to make the process more equitable by having all kids take the admissions exam. In the past, students had to qualify and go on a Saturday to a centralized location. And new CEO Pedro Martinez said he is looking into changing the admissions process in the future. But the district said nothing about this year's conundrum with 7th grade report cards.
I don't think that's fair at all.
Another mother, Cynthia Manuel, says using grades from the pandemic just ignores some basic realities. Her son goes to an elementary school on the west side that's mostly low-income and nearly all black.
There were other schools in different areas that continued to go to school. And I was seeing, you know, kids lining up for school or, you know, kids going into, you know, buildings in the better neighborhoods.
And she's right. Northside schools and private schools had a lot more students learning in person last year. Manuel is also worried that the deficits from 7th grade will haunt her son, hurting him on the high school admissions exam, and even leading him to struggle in high school.
Of course, you don't want your kid being bullied because he's not up to par with the other kids that never had a lack moment in a better neighborhood.
District officials have stressed that there are many other good schools besides the selective enrollments. Other programs also use grades in admissions, but they aren't as hard to get into. But Manuel and Boyle say their open enrollment neighborhood school is not an option. Manuel explains.
I went to a public school, and I don't feel like I got what I did. I don't think I got the education that everyone else got in different areas.
Boyle thinks a competitive high school will put her son on the best trajectory.
I mean, it's very important. You know, I want him to be able to go to not just anywhere, him to be somewhere safe and where teachers really care.
Yet the number of students like Manuel and Boyle's sons winning seats in the city's top high schools was already decreasing pre-pandemic. Now the numbers of black boys from poor neighborhoods could drop even more. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.